Yes, it's time to enter the world of Chapel Club. They're in session for us this week. So, yeah, if you've never tuned in before, this is how it works. A band goes down to Maida Vale, records two or three tracks, sometimes even four, if they're really on top of their game. And, yeah, we play them out the week after. So they're a five-piece from London. Debut album Palace came out in 2011. Apart from myself, Zane and Hugh, also big fans of this band. They haven't been out touring this summer, but finishing off their new album, which they recorded in LA. Yeah, that's how they roll. They don't really sound like an LA type band, but I can imagine, given some LA sunshine tweaks, could be pretty big. So early next year for more dates from Chapel Club. I'm going to stop waffling and play you the first two records after a brief interview.
In session with the back with the
BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1. Hi, I'm Mike from Chapel Club. I play keys, guitar and other little bits and bobs.
Hey, I'm Rich from Chapel Club and I play drums.
Our 2012 started in LA. We were there for 2 months recording our forthcoming album. So the summer we've spent like mixing and kind of remixing and getting everything in place. So it's been a pretty quiet one in terms of publicity or something, but we've been very busy, yeah. Well, the LA thing came about because we really wanted to work with this producer called Tom Biller, who'd done the Warpaint record and worked on the last two Liars albums. So he's based in LA and we really liked the idea of, you know, working out there. So we decided we were going to rent a house for 2 months and live and record and do everything in this one space. So for us, it was a very different experience to recording in the past. It's always been kind of very rushed and we've had strict rules we've set upon ourselves about how things are going to sound and how we're going to do things. So I think it was important this time to take our time and let ideas, you know, really come to fruition and let our surroundings kind of dictate maybe how the songs would evolve, really. So
because we'd written what we thought was the album in London, but as soon as we got out to LA, I think it's hard not to be inspired by that place. So as soon as we got there, we started writing again, and at least three or four tracks that are going on the album were written when we got out to LA.
I've had this experience whenever I speak to people about LA, you don't really get it the first few times, but you have to be there for quite a while because you have to scratch the surface. There's a lot of things going on behind closed doors and like underground, and you can feel that the whole time you're there, you know something's happening, but it takes a while for you to like get involved and find out what's really happening out there.
The house that we recorded in was right opposite David Lynch's house, and so it was pretty nice to be in there. It was kind of like a really creative area where we were staying, and it was pretty nice to walk out the front door and see David Lynch walking his dogs every morning, and, you know. I think it was chihuahuas.
Okay, well, this next track is called Scared. I think we really set out on this album to just have a couple of songs that were really stripped back and kind of pop, and just in the classic sense that there's a very defined one kind of clear melody going on and nothing getting in the way of that. Before, there was a lot of guitars obstructing everything, so it was real stripped back, kind of going for a bit of a Bowie thing on this one. We probably didn't get there, but... we're Chapel Club and we're in session for Rob Da Bank.
This next track is Sleep Alone. It just came about as a jam, kind of jammed through it for an hour or so, and the track was pretty much done within an hour. We recorded it live out in LA.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, me and Liam and I were being a bit silly one night, and I think we were sampling stuff from films on YouTube, old films, and we got this collection of rather ridiculous samples together, and that's how it all kind of came about.
Radio 1.
In session with Rob Da Bank.